And for Monday's Focus on Technology, we turn now to the Tokyo Auto Show. Automakers are there this week to show off their latest car technologies. Lucy Kraft reports.
You'd think Japan's 9 automakers would be on top of the world. Their market share is rising in the U.S. Toyota's more or less stolen GM's crown as number one. Profits are hefty and the companies are flush with cash. And yet, these are the worst of times as well as the best for Japan's car companies. Their home turf is the world's second biggest car market, but sales are sagging here, and everyone agrees the good times probably won't be back.
In fact, you're not even going to make your sales targets this year, correct?
Well, we still try to achieve our target, but our latest forecast does not meet our target.
Sound like a downhearted executive from Detroit? Actually, he's from Nagoya, the home base of Toyota Motors. Tomomi Imai is a spokesman for the world's car colossus.
In comparison with the 10 years ago, Japanese market, unfortunately, is not as good as we hope.
Japan is in the throes of a demographic double whammy. It's graying faster than any other country, and women are having fewer babies. So a shrinking population means fewer car buyers. The single bright spot in Japan's domestic auto industry these days is a kind of car no one's heard of in the U.S. It's the ultra-compact, known here as the K-car. K-cars used to be the Yugos of the auto world, cheap price and low quality. They're still bargains, but now that overall sales are tanking, fierce competition has forced car makers to boost quality. Kenichiro Wada, a project manager for Mitsubishi Motors, shows off his latest K-car. You would be unlikely to confuse it with a Mercedes or a Lexus, but it does have plush seats and a roomy interior.
It accelerates quickly and handles well. So instead of a car you have to suffer with, it's actually pleasant to drive.
K-cars are so hot these days, they account for about 1 out of every 3 cars sold in Japan. That's the good news. Bad news is it's hard to make a profit off of them. But Japanese automakers are still powerhouses in automaking and electronics. Each show, market leaders Nissan, Toyota, and Honda use the occasion to show off their wackiest concept cars. Honda's Puyo car looks a little like a marshmallow on wheels. Its skin and interior aren't made of your standard steel and upholstery, but rather squishy silicone, the same stuff that goes into breast implants. Here's Takuya Okita, a designer for Honda.
Young people are turned off by cars these days. They associate cars with pollution, accidents, and drunk drivers. So they need a car that is unique or that makes them smile.
It's not just Honda. Japan's automakers seem to have fallen victim to an epidemic of cuteness.
Hello, my name is Pivo too. Nice to meet you.
Nissan's Pivo would be right at home in Roger Rabbit's Toontown. A life-sized robot head swivels playfully on the dashboard, chatting up and calming down stressed-out drivers, according to chief designer Masato Inoue.
The kind of small robot inside of the cabin makes kind of very intimate relationship between driver and the car.
Christopher Richter is an auto analyst.
The problem is nobody knows who's right and wrong. The car makers themselves don't know who's right and wrong. And so makers are looking at all options.
Pivo is totally electric, but it's just one of many eco-friendly technologies Nissan and other car makers here are testing. For NPR News, I'm Lucy Kraft at the Tokyo Motor Show.